Well, I certainly give the city of Vancouver and the residents of Vancouver a gold medal. The city itself is just spectacular. It's like Glasgow with beautiful scenery. It did rain a lot, but it's gorgeous. The setting is gorgeous, and it's compact, which really lends itself to a big sporting occasion like an Olympics, so people can get around. The venues are pretty accessible and pretty close by. So that was great. And the mood on the streets was fantastic, you know. And the venues were all full, and the food was reasonably priced. So from that point of view, it was wonderful. As regards to the organisers, well, the first week was marked by a wide-ranging problems, you know, from transportation. Obviously, the opening ceremony was slightly botched. And the choice of the Cypress Mountain Resort for the snowboarding and freestyle skiing events was a gamble that really didn't come off. I mean, they sort of took a punt and they would get snow, and they didn't. So the consequence being that they didn't have enough snow to build spectator areas, so 28,000 people had their tickets cancelled, which was a real shame because the events themselves up there were great. So, I mean, overall, maybe a bronze for the organisers.
Some of the problems obviously aren't Canada's fault. Obviously, they can't be held responsible for the weather, but they have been criticised for being too jingoistic, haven't they?
Well, it has been a little bit of that around. It struck me. There is a balance to be struck in these things. Of course, you're hosting the games. You have a certain national and civic pride in the games. You want your own athletes to do well. But, I mean, there is a balance to be struck. You've got to remember, whilst this is a national occasion or a national event, it's also an international event. And it kind of struck me the other day as I stood in line 45 minutes to get into the Olympic merchandising store. And I finally got in, and I was sort of sifting through the shelves. And virtually everything is branded Canada. And I just thought that was emblematic of the slight dissonance in tone I felt, that it was a bit too much Canadian and perhaps not enough, you know, international. But again, it's a very delicate balance to strike, and perhaps, you know, they kind of failed just a little bit. And of course, there was also the On the Podium campaign, which is the four-year campaign run by the Canadian Olympic Association to, you know, ensure that Canada finished at the top of the medal table. So they spent lots of money training up athletes. Part of the Olympic rules are that the hosts can, you know, dominate, you know, the use of the venues in the run-up to the games, and they can, that other competitors from other nations are only allowed limited access. Of course, it slightly backfired up in the Slider whistling track with the death of the Georgian luger, which opened up all kinds of questions. It's a very, very difficult track, the sliding track, and the question was raised, did the competitors from other nations get enough time to practice?
But the Canadians, I mean, they have done well. They must feel very proud of their achievements.
Yeah, they do, and rightly so. Although they did have a very troubling first week. I think they won 7 medals in the first 8 days, so there was all sorts of national hand-wringing. Before the Games, the Canadian Sporting Authorities and the Olympic Committee had set the goal of finishing top of the medal table, which they didn't actually do in medals won. The United States did that. But Canada won more gold medals than any other country. And when I was a lad growing up and thought these things were very, very important, I always counted gold medals as the most important thing.
And what do you think London has got to learn from the organisation of these Games?
Well, it was very, very interesting, in the 2 years after Beijing, where in Beijing you had a real sense that the games were one thing and the city was another thing, and never the twain shall meet. There was virtually no intermingling of the two. You could have gone to parts of Beijing and not known that the games were on, and you could have gone to the games arenas or to the Olympic Village and not known that there was a city somewhere out there. But in Vancouver, there's been a real sense that the games are the city and the city are the games, and they got that absolutely right. It's been terrific. And if London can, in some sense, you know, bring the games into the city and the city into the games, London would do very, very well if it could emulate that. As regards things that London might want to avoid, is not to be so thin-skinned in the face of criticism. There was clearly all sorts of organisational problems in the first week, and these were pointed out by both the Canadian press and the international press, and it seemed very, very odd. I mean, there was a time where the bad boys of the Olympic Games were the British press, and our sin was simply to point out that there were glitches and there were problems. It's part and parcel of staging the Olympic Games. People are going to look at them and judge them, and you have to be self-confident enough in what you've done and believe in what you've done and be able to, you know, if there are criticisms and if there are justified, accept them and move on.